bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, I'm Andrea Rose, and you're listening to bbclearningenglish.com. Today in entertainment, we're going along to a new exhibition that's taking the world by storm. It's really exciting, people. Yes, it's Star Wars, the exhibition, and it's been making its way around Europe since the beginning of this year. In 1977, Star Wars first played to audiences when it opened in 32 cinemas in the United States. 30 years on, and 6 films later, this exhibition commemorates or celebrates the magic behind the movies. The exhibition has been in Portugal, and now it's come to London. I met up with Jonathan Sands, the man behind the exhibition, to take a tour and to find out more about what there is to see.
The exhibition is really an interactive event for all the family. It takes you through all the 6 films in the Star Wars saga, including all the original archive set pieces from the models, the costumes, the full-size spaceships and weapons and all that type of thing, broken down into all the planets in about 20 different exhibition rooms, detailed with films that show the making of and how certain items were made and used in the film against green screen or on set. So it really sort of shows the movie-making experience of Star Wars.
Jonathan says that the exhibition is very interactive. There are lots of things you can play with or do there. You don't simply look at things on display. He also uses a lot of language to do with movie making. Did you catch some of the words? He talks about set pieces. Those are the pieces built for filming in the studio. He also talks about models and costumes. He says that you can watch things about the making of Star Wars. He also talks about the green screen. That's when people are filmed against a green screen and then the creatures or backdrop are filled in later. It's all very exciting. Let's listen to that clip again.
The exhibition is really an interactive event for all the family. It takes you through all the 6 films in the Star Wars saga, including all the original archive set pieces from the models, the costumes, the full-size spaceships and weapons and all that type of thing, broken down into all the planets in about 20 different exhibition rooms, detailed with films that show the making of and how certain items were made and used in the film against green screen or on set. So it really sort of shows the movie-making experience of Star Wars.
As you can hear, you really get the whole Star Wars experience at this exhibition, even if, like me, you're not a huge fan. This year is the 30th birthday of the first Star Wars film. So what is it about Princess Leia and Darth Vader that still captures people's imaginations 30 years on?
Well, I think as sort of cultural phenomenons go, I certainly don't know any other entertainment-based film, music experience, education. You know, there's so many elements in Star Wars that make it what it is for me personally. But at the end of the day, it is a simple story, and everybody gets it. Lots of action. It looks so fantastic, and it never dates.
Jonathan talks about Star Wars as a cultural phenomenon. It's a huge cultural event. The plural of phenomenon is phenomena. There are so many elements or parts of Star Wars that make it memorable. For Jonathan, it's the action, the story, and that it looks fantastic. Jonathan uses the expression at the end of the day. That means in the final analysis. At the end of the day, it's all these things that have made Star Wars last 30 years, and everybody gets it. Everybody understands it and loves it. Even Darth Vader. Okay, so Darth Vader didn't have a lot to say about the exhibition, but it was so exciting to come face to face with him. As you can hear, the exhibition is very, very lively. There's lots to look at and listen to. But how about some of those well-known sayings from the films? I ask Jonathan for his favourite quotation from Star Wars.
I think it's something that stood me in good stead, I think, and it's unfortunate it comes from the dark side, but certainly in business it stood me in good stead. For people that, you know, not quite believing in you, when you're younger and stuff like that, but I live by the I find your lack of faith disturbing mentality, and it stood me in good stead.
The quotation Jonathan lives his life by is a quote from the dark side. It's, "I find your lack of faith disturbing." He says that he's followed this in business and when he was younger, when people didn't believe in him. He says it stood him in good stead. It's been a good moral to follow in life. So there's lots to get from the Star Wars films, not just entertainment. More entertainment news stories and language explanations next time at bbclearningenglish.com.